Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're darn right we do. We start right like now. Like,
no, now.
On a big day, as big a day as you can find.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that.
No, it is.
I feel like that's bad. That's misleading to the audience.
No, man, it is.
They don't have picks. It can't be as big.
How do you know
they
don't have picks?
Because they don't have picks.
Well, how do you know they won't end up with picks?
I don't. Diana Rossini's throwing out the possibility. So yes. I do wonder that. I wonder, like, do you want them to pick today? Like, does it? I feel like I can wait for this.
I actually am with you. I want to wait, mostly because I feel they're just in a good spot with those two picks in the second round, man. I mean, 42 and 59, good to go.
What if, of all the things that could happen, if Marvin Harrison slides to like 8 and then the Colts don't have to give up a lot, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I kind of want Jim Irsay to just get really nostalgic, though, and trade like three first rounders to move up to 3 just because he wants to have an old Colt
there. He wants the story. He wants the story of having it. Look, I think today, everything's on the table, you know, in terms of Nick Caserio. He's moved up. He's moved back. He's moved up a lot. But I just don't – I don't want them to draft today only because I feel it's sort of like spinning your wheels after the Stephon – you know, because you were there. You had the number 23 overall pick. Then you made the trade with Minnesota. Then you get all this stuff done. I feel like you're just in a sweet spot. You've been setting up for this moment. Just wait that one more day. See where everything falls. You know?
Yeah, just figure it out. Let it play out. Just hang out. Matter of fact, don't take the phones off the hook.
Well, don't do that.
Just take the phones off the hook.
I wouldn't feel good about doing that. That's for sure.
Yeah, just unplug them.
Yeah.
Just go. Go phoneless. Don't even make a call. There's some intriguing names that we've talked about. Kool-Aid McKinstry, all that. So I mean, we can throw out the possibilities, but I would have no problem with Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans. Just chill, do work. Day two, get some rest, regroup, and then come in. And tomorrow we're talking about three picks and reacting to what happened in round one. That's my dream scenario. No picks.
I wonder if
no picks, tackles, quarterbacks.
Let's assume that they, you know, what I'm talking about. You know, they've kind of angled. They've already done all their deal making in terms of what they want to get in picks, and they're very happy with the 2 second round picks and the other picks that they have. What would it take for them to re-engage? Like to all of a sudden, like, let's say they're happy, like, this is our strategy. We know the bucket of players we like in the second round.
I think it would take D'Amico falling in love with someone. I think Caserio would be.
It wouldn't be Caserio.
No, I think Caserio has used the term moderate a lot lately.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I hear someone say moderate, that makes me think he's listening a lot. He's kind of trying to be kind of the middle guy. He's trying to orchestrate. He's kind of like the point guard. We've heard him say that, I think, probably last time he spoke, I think he said it like 4 or 5 times. Mm-hmm. So I think it would take D'Amico really, really falling in love with someone and saying, I need that guy. Now, do we start to see D'Amico Ryans? Do we start to see D'Amico Ryans and the belief that defensive coaches want defensive players? Do we start to see that kind of come out now? Now that he's starting to get guys on his defense that he likes, do we start to see that? I don't know. But for them to trade up, I think it would have to be a defensive player that D'Amico Ryans really likes. I don't think Nick Caserio is going to be forcing trades upon anyone. I think he's a guy who has strong takes, but I don't think he's going to do anything aggressively unless it's D'Amico's idea at this point.
I think you're right. I think everything that's happened this offseason, as we've talked about, has led to them being put in this position where they are right now. The only thing that would change that is someone, I mean, let's just be honest, someone getting emotional about a pick. I don't think Nick Caserio is ever going to get emotional about a player. Like, he's too programmed, too robotic. And I mean this in a compliment.
Oh, that's a compliment?
I mean this in a compliment.
Robotic?
Now, hey, look, robotic has been good for this organization with Nick Caserio. He'd probably tell you that. I don't mean it. I mean it in a good way. To get swept up in, boy, I really love that kid, you know, or whatever. I think D'Amico, in his mind, he's always going to be a coach first, you know? And he's going to say, this kid, this player can fit exactly what I want to do. And I think that leads to maybe the emotional maybe influence that he might have on Nick. And I think that's very much the possibility. It would have to be D'Amico.
I do think if somebody that they really like, if they slide to maybe around 27, 28, and, you know, nobody's seen that coming, I do see them seeing what it takes to get up there. Yeah. Maybe 29, 30, somewhere around there. I do see that.
Well, the thing that I think about Nick and about the way that this offseason has kind of gone is, I think there's been pretty aggressive offseason. You've spent the second most money. You made the Stephon Diggs trade. And I think the Texans want to be balanced. I don't think they want to pigeonhole themselves and put themselves in one identity. And this kind of goes back to your take of the week. And the one that I think that you kind of just reset here is they've already made their aggressive move. Yeah. So if you want to counter the aggressiveness, which is a new thing. I wouldn't say it's – I mean, I don't know that they've had opportunities since Caserio has been here outside of this year and last year to be aggressive. But they were extremely aggressive this day last year. They were even more aggressive than they've ever been this offseason, whether it's the trade or whether it's the money being spent. Yeah. So I don't know that they just want to establish themselves as we're going 100 miles per hour 24/7. I do think they might want to just regroup. Who are these players that we think we can figure out? Do we have too many picks? Would we like to package some of these picks perhaps here? But I don't know that they're just going to be as aggressive as they've been because they've been so aggressive this offseason.
Yeah,
and I don't think that's a bad thing.
And I think Nick Caserio, when he's aggressive, I just mentioned it, he trades a lot. He's traded up a lot. But I don't think it's because he falls in love with a particular player as much as he realizes there's incredible value there. Using the analytics in his head and his research and his scouting and all that, like, why is this player still there? We like him. He's on our board. We need to go get him. You know what I mean?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is draft day here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, first round. First time in a couple years, Texans won't have two first-round picks. Matter of fact, they'll have zero. And we got your coverage here on Sports Radio 610. Will they, won't they trade up? It is interesting, though, Diana Rossini, when she says something, you kind of raise the eyebrows. Now, is she basing this on knowledge, or is she just basing this on reputation? The way it was worded in The Athletic, it kind of feels like she's just basing it on reputation, although she wasn't the only person who threw this out there. Peter Schrager, he listed the guys that he could see, the teams that he could see moving up in the draft. And he put the Texans and the Bills as two teams that could move up in the back end of the first round.
Well, the Bills, I absolutely see that. That's just logic, right? Trying to get a receiver or something like that. The Texans, I have to believe that it's not. Maybe, you know, Rossini's really good. She's had a good offseason. Maybe there's some more smoke, more fire to that smoke. But I think that's just a product of, you realize Nick Caserio.
Reputation.
Yeah, Nick Caserio has moved up in the draft. Now, some of them are later in the round, in the draft, but still.
Yeah, moved.
He's moved up in the draft 11 times. 11 times.
18 of his 23 picks, he didn't select where he was originally selecting.
Yeah.
That's what, that was a stat that I think is just insane. 18 of 23.
Yeah. So that's the reputation of him moving up. But I don't think it's necessarily because of emotion as much as what I said earlier. Like, I think it's the value that he sees, and accumulating picks and still making the most of that would help.
The 832, I think this is absolutely hilarious. It says they have the party on the day they'll start drafting. Trust me. They're not going to like someone on the back end of the first round and say, oh, my God.
We can't do it.
What about the party tomorrow?
Yeah.
There's no draft party.
I would make this trade.
Nick Caserio don't give a damn about uniforms, let alone a draft party, man.
Are you kidding me? So they're
okay, Figgy. I think they're gonna. They have a trade in place. They just can't do it.
Shoot.
But if you originally don't have picks, then yeah, you don't have to have a draft party. But trust me, it is It doesn't even make the list of factors as to what D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio are
thinking.
That's
not even in the same ballpark.
Wait, there's
man.
No draft party?
He doesn't even know they're having one. He may not know. He legitimately might not know that they're
having one. I'm almost rooting for him to trade all three day twos to get up into
first
round.
That's two different departments, man.
I'm almost comments like that. You know what, Loophole? Shout out to the Loopholes if you listen, you are one. The fact that you're thinking the draft party is going to have an impact on what Caserio. I hope he trades all three of tomorrow's picks and moves in.
Maybe that's why Caserio traded up last year.
Yeah.
Because he knew it was a big draft
big party.
Hey, let me make some bang right here.
You got to trade that, those two ones and that two, because there's a big party going on.
By the
party
way,
popping.
I have no news today, as I did a year ago. Nothing to necessarily report.
Oh, you don't have any bombs to drop?
Or bombs to drop or anything, but I have a feeling.
No CJ?
None of that this year.
Okay.
But I have a feeling.
Okay.
I have a very strong feeling. I have a strong enough feeling that I would bet on it.
Okay.
If the Texans stay where they are.
Yeah.
42 overall.
Okay.
Linebacker.
Okay. Edrin Cooper.
Or what's his name from Michigan? That
Chris Jenkins?
No, Junior Colson.
Okay.
Yeah, Junior Colson.
Okay.
Linebacker. Okay. Call your shot if they stay where they are.
I think it really depends on what happens today. I'll have a better grasp tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. So you're saying Edrin Cooper,
Figgy,
huh?
Or Colson?
I think they go cornerback. I think they go.
That'd be pretty sweet,
cornerback.
To be honest. Yeah. That'd be pretty sweet.
Okay.
Yeah. But I wish I had more news, hard and fast news. But that's just more of a feeling than anything. I really, you look at this depth chart. It's the only place that they don't have the depth. I mean, they don't have
they don't have depth anywhere.
Well, like they have a little bit.
Where?
If you want to, depending on how you feel about some of the receivers, how you feel about the backup
receiver,
tight ends,
perhaps.
About some of the backup tight ends. Edge rushers. How do you feel about that? There's a little depth here and there, but linebacker, there is nothing. Unless you feel really good about Jake Hansen and Henry To'o. I think it's going to be a linebacker. I really do. Assuming they don't trade.
All right. That doesn't excite me, man.
Well,
eventually. Some picks that aren't exciting,
yeah,
they end up working out. That wouldn't excite me too much. Linebacker, okay. See how that works. It's all good.
That might be a D'Amico special, too. Like, yeah. I really like this guy.
There you go. Yeah, they don't have a lot of depth. That's why I think the sky is the limit for them. Mm-hmm. Landry Locker, John Lopez. Figgy Fig with you. I'm starting to think that Leggett could be the guy.
I want it to be.
Bobby likes reverses, man. Bobby likes reverses. Bobby really doesn't have that gadget receiver where he can just do crazy stuff. Yeah, I think he wants it.
Have you heard him talk?
He's country as hell.
It's awesome.
He's country.
It's awesome. And little known fact, Bob McNair, South Carolina. Loves South Carolina. Leggett is from South Carolina. They've got some ties to South Carolina over the years. Still have a house there, I believe, a beach home. The McNairs, they love them some South Carolina.
So he did an interview with John Crumpler on the Texans Wire, and he said, you know, he was talking about meeting with the Texans and all that, and he said that Dave Canales, the Panthers GM, told him that they would take him if he were there at 33.
Yeah.
To which Canales was asked about that. And listen to what this guy said. This is pretty interesting.
It's slime ball.
Saw the video of Leggett saying that he's met with you guys four or five times, and yeah. You guys have told him if he's there at 33, you're taking him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was, I mean, it was a great conversation. You know, I definitely said that to him and about 50 other guys, you know, like, man, so we take you at 33. It's actually a lead-in question. So when we draft you at 33, what happens now? And then there's a bunch of questions that happen after that, you know? So,
what?
Yeah, part of the process.
What?
Yeah, that's
we draft you at 33, then what happens? That's part of the process?
That he's just...
No, if...
It's one thing if like, a plan's changed.
That's a bad look, man.
Like, if I tell you, Landry, I'm going to draft you at 33 if you're there. But then plans change. Like, something happens and you move up in the draft or you move back or whatever. That's one thing. But to deliberately tell multiple people, if that's true.
What do you mean if it's true? He just said it.
He said it, but he might have just been saying, like, about 50 other people, too. You know, just throw it, whatever. But if it's true.
If it's true, you just heard him.
Well, we don't know if he's telling the truth. Hell, listen to him.
Why would he lie about that?
50 other people, he said they would draft at 30. It doesn't matter. To deliberately do it and tell multiple people, that's just slime ball stuff. I mean, that's sorry. That's absolutely sorry.
Poor kid walked out of there
thinking he's going to go at 33. Man. Yeah.
Poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
Poor young man. What were you in? You, Sean, and Seth were talking about childbirth?
Yeah. Like, actually, the question was,
how'd this come up?
When is it appropriate for a guy to cry? And I said,
okay.
By far, number one is when
they say, and they cried at the draft last year or something, or Sean did?
No, I don't know about that. But I cried at every one of my kids' births. So I said, yeah, when you have a kid. I don't know what else is. Did you cry? You didn't cry when your baby?
I mean, anymore? It was emotional. It's just fast, dude. Like, yeah, it's not. Hit you. It's a fast, yeah. Fast thing. It's not like built up.
When your dog dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the two that come to mind.
I don't know. I mean, whenever. Whenever you want to cry,
whenever
cry.
It feels like it.
Go ahead, dude. Yeah. Get it out.
Yeah.
So he fainted?
He fainted when he had his twins.
Okay.
Yeah.
And had to get carted out?
On a wheelchair.
Yikes.
Yes, I agree.
It's not. Not hard to see. I think he's right about the divorce there.
Yeah, that's kind of where it started.
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. If Avery, let's say that I, God willing, I'm alive to be in the delivery room of me becoming a grandpa.
Yeah.
If Avery's husband gets Faints. Carted in there after they're born, I don't know that there's going to be too many fun family dinners.
You know, sometimes divorce is a good thing.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a good pull there, Figgy.
Coming up next, let's talk about history and let's put some names on it. If these names are called, will it be good or bad for the Houston Texans? Draft day continues next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.